CBP officers seize nearly 150 pounds of narcotics. Texas border business. El Paso, Texas, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers working at El Paso area ports of entry intercepted approximately 120 pounds of marijuana, 28.96 pounds of cocaine, and 0.89 pound of fentanyl on five separate unrelated incidents. The drug smuggling threat remains ever present. Vigilant CBP officers are committed to the border security mission by stopping the flow of illicit narcotics, said CBP El Paso Director of Field Operations Hector A. Mancha. On February 28, at the Isleta port of entry, CBP officers intercepted 0.4 pounds of fentanyl. The discovery was made following a CBP canine alert and pad-down search of a 24-year-old female, U.S. citizen who arrived via the pedestrian lanes. The woman had the fentanyl concealed within the vaginal cavity and groin area. On March 1, at the bridge of the Americas border crossing, CBP officers intercepted 0.22 pounds of fentanyl. The discovery was made during a pad-down search of a 34-year-old male, U.S. citizen who arrived via the pedestrian lanes. The fentanyl was concealed inside of the individual's boots and pockets. Later that same day, CBP officers intercepted 28.96 pounds of cocaine. The narcotics were located following a CBP canine alert and non-intrusive inspection of a vehicle driven by 21-year-old male U.S. citizens. On March 2, at the Isleta port of entry, CBP officers intercepted 120 pounds of marijuana. Marijuana-filled bundles were located throughout the conveyance following a non-intrusive, X-ray, exam. The vehicle was driven by a 55-year-old female, Mexican citizen. On March 6, at the Isleta port of entry, CBP officers intercepted 0.27 pounds of fentanyl. The discovery was made following a CBP canine alert and pad-down search of a 37-year-old female, U.S. citizen who arrived via the pedestrian lanes. The woman had the fentanyl concealed within the vaginal cavity. The subjects arrested by CBP officers were turned over to Homeland Security investigations and/or state and local authorities for prosecution.